AI News by Conjero.
A Hacker News spike around vibe coding fails is getting attention for a reason. The issue isn't just silly code snippets anymore. It's code that looks fine, compiles, maybe even passes a local check, and then breaks once it hits real production constraints.
That's the key shift. The concern is not whether AI can write code at all. It's whether the surrounding engineering process can catch failures around integration boundaries, hidden dependencies, data drift, concurrency, and operational load.
And vibe coding itself is basically coding by intent and approximation. You sketch the outcome, the model fills in details, and it works when the goal is speed. But that gets fragile fast when the code has to survive real deployment conditions.
Right, because local development can miss a lot. Generated code may assume the wrong interfaces, skip retries or timeouts, or pass tests that mirror the prompt but fail in integration or end-to-end checks.
There's also the maintenance side. If the output doesn't fit local standards for logging, observability, or structure, teams can inherit code that's hard to audit later. That's a production burden, not just a coding quirk.
And the timing matters. AI coding tools are moving from novelty into real workflows, so the question now is whether teams can absorb machine-generated code safely at production velocity. Speed alone is no longer the metric.
Exactly. If throughput goes up but post-merge defects, rollbacks, or on-call load also rise, the net result is negative. Benchmark scores don't prove deployment safety, especially when code bases have their own domain rules and release processes.
So the response has to be more specific. Generated code should get stronger testing, integration tests for internal services, databases, queues, and auth flows, plus broader end-to-end coverage where model output is likely to assemble the workflow.
Review and merge flow matters too. Teams need to flag generated code in pull requests, require human review for sensitive areas like security or billing, and watch for patterns like missing timeouts, weak validation, or silent exception handling.
And the evaluation shouldn't stop at model quality. Useful production metrics include merge-to-incident rate, rollback frequency, defect density in releases with model-assisted commits, and how often developers override or rewrite the output.
That's a much harder standard than just asking whether the model can produce code. But it's the one that matters if the goal is production use, not just a convincing demo.
For vendors, that changes the pitch too. Raw generation quality is becoming table stakes. The real differentiator is safety under real engineering constraints, with stronger review, testing, and policy controls built in.
AI News by Conjero.